You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, 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 welcome everybody to another episode of the Great Broadway Game Show Competition. I am your host, Wink Martindale Rayburn Eubanks, but I am currently using my witness protection alias of Todd Graff. And I am here with my wingman, Paul Schaefer Questlove Baptiste McMahon, better known as the celebrated Broadway composer and lyricist, Andrew Lippa. Hey, Andrew.
Trying to do my best Ed McMahon laugh, but that was pretty terrible.
I thought that was just a sarcastic. That wasn't funny, Todd. Laugh.
No, that was Ed McMahon gone very wrong.
Here we are, ready to play another game, and we are going to make some money for another worthy cause. And today we will be playing for Beit Tshuva. Beit Tshuva, who are a really great residential treatment addiction center I've supported for years, and as they put it, Beit Tshuva's mission is to heal broken souls and save the lives of those wrestling with addiction by providing integrated care in a community setting, because they believe that everybody has the right to redemption, which is why they never turn a single soul away due to their inability to pay. And I think they deserve all of our support. So we will be making a donation to Beit Tshuva, but the real help has to come from you guys who are watching and listening to the show. So if you can, please go to our website, which is, ready for it? bpn.fm/gameshow. That's bpn.fm/gameshow, where you can link to the donation page. No one today who's playing, or us, is getting paid to be on this podcast. You know, I created it just to help raise money for some very worthy causes. So if you can, please join us. Go to the website, bpn.fm/gameshow. Give a few bucks to Beit Tshuva. It would be very much appreciated. All right, the pitch is done. I'm a little distracted because I literally just looked and I have a spider on my wall. And all I can think of is spider on the wall signifies success.
Signifies success.
Exactly.
Success, I cannot guess.
Exactly.
Yes, anybody, that's a good, like, guess what that's from. You know, that could be one of our songs in the show.
It is, and those who are not getting that reference are going to have a very long hour now. Okay, here we are.
Baruch Hashem, we should say Baruch
we
Hashem.
Are overstocked today with fabulous players. Andrew, I feel like you should do Julia's introduction. You know, I'm serious. Only fitting. Wait, but I'm going to play her intro music. Because this, of course, is written by you and sung so rousingly.
Which one?
By her.
Mood and hold your bladder. Skip the food and stop the chatter. Can't you hear the pitter patter? We're not here to eat. We came for the heat. Let's raise the roof. Let's make a scene. Let's hope the gods of love will shine.
Go for it, Andrew.
Julia Murney is one of our greatest singing actors. Julia and I met in 1996 doing a production of Stephen Schwartz and David Stern's show Snapshots. It was actually one of the very earliest productions of that show, and that's how we met. She sang Meadowlark for her audition, and we looked at each other like, who are you, you crazy gifted person? She helped us develop The Wild Party and starred in it, singing this song and many others as the role of Queenie in The Wild Party in 2000 at the Manhattan Theater Club. She went on to fame in musicals such as Lennon on Broadway. She performed as the famous Green Girl in Wicked, both on Broadway and on national tour. I saw her do both of those. She currently is in a revival of Baby, a site-specific revival of Baby, or it's just closing right now, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. But she is one of the most extraordinary actors. She's been in a bunch of plays as well. The titles I don't remember, but because I'm doing all of this from memory, will you please welcome my friend, our friend, and a friend to anybody who loves musicals, Julia Murney.
Woo! All right. Hey, Julia.
Hi.
How about that? I just threw that at Andrew. I didn't warn him or anything.
Well, he knows my business.
Baruch Hashem. I'm up in your business.
So, Julia, you clearly go way back with Andrew.
Yes.
Tell us one thing about him that we don't know.
He worked as a shoe salesman for quite some time.
Wow. You know, it's the for quite some time. The for quite some time is what I'm interested in.
Well, sadly, I can't tell you the exact time. Lips, what was the exact time?
It was in between my freshman and sophomore years at the University of Michigan. It was in the summertime in Birmingham, Michigan at Mr. Allen's shoe store. And I was the number one shoe salesman in the entire chain of four stores.
That's why I remember, because you were number one.
I have absolutely
that's one
no
of my
doubt.
Proudest achievements.
Yep. There's a little something.
Well, I know a lot about shoes.
Julia, thank you for being here.
Of course, for you, sir.
You know, you have a show tonight, I assume, yes?
I do not. We closed on Sunday, y'all.
Oh.
Well,
all right, so if
extension.
You missed it, you missed it.
Well, where were you? If you missed it, where were you?
If they were there, you'd still be running.
Yes, but okay. We just wrapped it up, and I thought of you every night, Todd Graff.
Oh, stop. As if all the theater glitterati we've introduced already weren't enough, we also have 2-time Tony nominee for The Producers and for his show-stopping turn as Nostradamus in Something Rotten. Currently knocking him in the aisles 8 times a week in Mrs. Doubtfire. It is the one and only Brad Oscar.
Yes, I'm a musical. La, 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 musical.
Hey, Brad.
Hello there.
How art thou?
I'm great. I'm very happy to be here.
If I can just say something about that particular number, the night I saw Something Rotten, that number ended and the entire audience, including me, stood up right away at the end of the number, screaming their heads off. And I don't know how many shows, I can't remember a show except like, you know, somebody's concert act where people stand up in the middle of an act. It was so thrilling.
It's crazy because we were convinced, of course, that were, you know, the invited dress, it happens. You think, okay, invited dress. The first preview, okay, the discount seats. You make excuses until it did happen really for an extended period of time. And then, of course, it stopped because all good things must, you know. But anyway, yes, it was a joy. I love what I do and happy to be here with my gosh, you know. All of these fabulous faces that I'm seeing on my screen. So thank you.
You pounced on it like you'd been on Atkins for 3 years. And it was like a fucking 7-layer cake. It was so great to see. Well, did you ever, not to extend this even further, but did you ever hear Gilbert Gottfried do his bit about Nostradamus?
No, I don't think so.
It basically boils down to, I was having a conversation with Nostradamus. He just kept saying, I know, I know, I know, I know. Well, welcome. Our next guest, adapted. Here we go. Adapted and directed the musical Holiday Inn on Broadway, the film version of which has become a staple on PBS, as well as such off-Broadway hits as The Revisal of Working and what you're listening to now, Jacques Brel. Please welcome Gordon Greenberg.
Hi. This.
Oh. Hey, Gordo.
Hi. I'm so happy to hear that song.
Yeah, well, actually, I won't call you Gordo, which is like my nickname for you, I guess others too, because
I'll take it.
But John, my Colombian Spanish-speaking husband, said to me, why do you always call him fat? He's not fat. Doesn't he get insulted?
I speak French, so no. I'm fine.
Well, I'm insulted.
Gordon, I love how the first line on your Wikipedia page says, Greenberg attended Stanford University and NYU Film School, Tisch School of the Arts, and the Lincoln Center Theater Directors Lab, and the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and Stage Door Manor.
I think Jonathan Sherman put that in there.
Well, welcome, Gordon.
Thank you for having me.
Our lastly, but not leastly, God knows, final guest. I'm just organizing your song. Here we go.
What will it be?
What will it be? She's spectacularly gifted and successful in all areas, but she has two particularly successful gears, I find, revivals and Andrew Lippa shows. and sometimes Andrew Lipa revivals. So, Andrew, you should definitely handle her introduction while I play her gorgeous rendition of your song, I Don't Need a Roof from Big Fish.
Thank you. Well, our next guest is an amazing actress.
Wait, one second. Andrew, let's listen just for a second.
I'm singing, Andrew.
We have to.
What are you, Norbert?
That, of course, is Kate Baldwin. That is Kate Baldwin, who has been on Broadway, of course, in Hello, Dolly. She was she came to Broadway, I think, in her first big role was in that wonderful show by the Irish show, Glockamora show.
Finian's Rainbow is what it's called.
Thank you, Finian's Rainbow.
You're welcome.
I don't have a script here. Tony nominated for, which started at Encores, I believe, and then was transferred to the Broadway.
Yes.
And she's a graduate of Northwestern University. Go Cats.
Yeah.
And she is performed on Broadway starring in Big Fish, which happens to have a score by yours truly. And she did the 20-year revival of John and Jen, which also happens to have a score by yours truly. And she's on the original cast recording of The Man in the Ceiling, which happens to have a score by yours truly. Please welcome Kate Baldwin.
Yay!
And I just got a phone call and had to decline it. And it was from the person who played John in that production of John and Jen, Connor Ryan. So there's something
Connor
cosmic
Ryan.
Going on. He wanted in on this.
So, well, welcome, Kate.
Hey. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're thrilled that you are here. Okay. Now, Gordon and Julia have played before, but everybody else, and Lipa, of course, but for everybody else, the rules of the game, they're very simple. It's basically name that show tune. So I'm going to divide you up into teams, but like on Family Feud, each individual player gets a turn. So I'll play a small portion of the song, and the person whose turn it is needs to guess both the song title and the name of the show it's from. Each of those is worth a point. If you guess anything wrong, then the opposing team can guess and steal any points that are left. And if they guess wrong, it then comes back to the other members of the first team to guess. And that's it. Does that kind of make sense?
Right.
Okay. And ready. If not, I promise it will when we play. So the teams, as we begin, are going to be Gordon and Julia, since you have both played before,
stage
versus
door.
Kate, Brad, and Andrew, okay?
Oh, no.
Team Big Fish.
Okay. Team Big
Fish. Win.
There you go.
Team Big right. Filter Fish.
There you go.
So let us play the great Broadway game show competition. Woo-hoo! Kate, why don't you start us off? You're first.
Okay.
Come on, Kate.
Here
Come
we
on,
go. Kate.
Here we go. Here we go.
When do I go? When do I talk?
Anytime you want.
Oh, it's Thoroughly Modern Millie. I was in the original Broadway cast.
It is Thoroughly Modern Millie from Thoroughly Modern Millie. Great, 2 points. That's how you play.
I can do the choreography. Freeze.
Oh my God. For those of you who can't see, Kate Baldwin is now doing the choreography.
Hey, was that your Broadway debut?
It was, yes.
Yes? No? Yes.
My Broadway debut was the Full Monty, but I was a swing in that show.
Oh, okay.
The ensemble of Millie. Yeah.
Were you singing on that recording just now?
Yes, I was.
Good for you.
Fancy.
Good for you.
Okay, so we start off with the first song already. We're cheating. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a nice, easy introduction. Thank you.
Exactly. Might as well play something from West Side. Go ahead.
Exactly. Okay.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Julia, this is your turn.
Okay.
Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't you come a-knocking on my door. Because I'll be all down.
Do I talk or do I let her?
Please talk anytime you want.
If I let sister go on. So long, dearie, from Hello, Dolly.
2 points. Well done.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Wonderful.
Brilliant.
Okay. So that was Julia. So then this is Brad's turn.
The average unmarried female.
Oh.
Basically.
Well, which recording do you, well, it's Adelaide's Lament from Guys and Dolls.
That's
Revival.
Well, that's 2 points. And I know Faith Prince will be happy you recognize her.
Psychosomatic. Sure.
There you go. 2 points. Okay. Next up is Gordon.
Hey, would you look at me? It's hard to believe I'm a star after all of this time. Others may glow from the stardust I throw on their path, never thinking I'd shine. Like some Hollywood queen, I've arrived on the scene, a sensation, the toast of the town.
She's fabulous.
I'm swallowing in it. I love every minute. So up I may never come down.
Wait a minute. That's not from Hello, Dolly or Guys and Dolls.
No, that's we've
like
gone,
a normal show.
No, we've jumped the shark.
Is that like Mary Testa in Summerstock in 1998? Like, what is that?
No, no guess. All right.
I would guess based on the recording quality, it's like a Bruce Yap era, like kind of late 90s, early 2000s.
All right, you're well down the wrong garden path. So I
thank
will
you.
Throw it over right. to the other team. Other team got a guess?
Do Brad and I get to confer
sure.
about our guess?
Well, sure.
It did sound like Mary Testa.
I thought it sounded like Ann Hampton Calloway. I thought it was like Swing. Or is that? Am I completely off?
Oh, the show Swing?
Yeah.
Oh God, if that counts, then we need to retalk about no jukebox musicals. No jukebox, no wannabe shit. Let's have people who write tunes for
I don't know.
Because I do not recognize it. It has a sound, of course, but I
well
I really
now you
don't.
Say Mary Testa, now she's in my head too.
What would that be though? But what would that be?
A jazzy Mary Testa?
Broadway. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
All right. I'm gonna because it's not
you're putting us out of our misery.
Yeah, because there's no Mary Testa involved.
No.
So it now goes back to Julia. Do you have a guess?
No, because I was like, is that Lucy Arnaz? No. So
it is actually Allison Janney. That's one of the boys from 9 to 5.
Oh. Sorry, Dolly. Sorry.
Oh. Wow.
There you go. Okay.
It counts. It does count.
Yeah, that counts. That's a show.
It totally
all right.
does.
Better Lippa. Tune from Woman of the Year with the same title, but we don't have to talk about that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway. Lippa, this is
I
your
would
turn.
Have gotten that. That all I would
right.
have gotten.
Oh, what I go. So what I
here, ooh, here is Lippa's turn.
A weakling weighing 98.
It's the Rocky
Got
Horror
sand.
Show.
It is.
And the song is called
To the Ground.
I Can Make You
His
a Man.
Split on
it, that's in the lyric, but that's not what it's called.
Make
Sorry.
You a Man.
Gym, other team, have
you,
a guess?
A man.
Sweat from his pores.
Can we confer?
Sure.
For his cause.
In just 7 weeks?
Made him glisten and gleam.
In an amount of
and
time.
And with massage. Just a little bit of
I do not know the Rocky.
He was thin, but
maybe it'll be in the lyrics.
He was in good shape.
Got a guess?
I got
but I do guess. Know that Hilary Farr from Love It or List It was in the original company in London. Just okay. A fun fact. Well, doesn't she look good?
Fun is relative, surely.
so are facts, I'm afraid.
All right. All right. It's going back to the original team. You have a guess?
Which team is that? Is that us?
Yes, yes that's us. But
we just need the title of the song.
I also do not
just
know the Rocky Horror Show.
Days. Boom, 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 boom.
It is called the Charles Atlas Song.
Oh man!
Never gonna come up with that.
No one's gonna get that
title. That's the title.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Dance 10 looks three.
Old,
I know.
It's too hard.
Charles okay. Atlas. This is now Kate's turn. Here you go, Kate.
Fly.
Where's that boy? My love was always my
I mean this
romance.
Stop, I'm crying. Stop.
Yeah. Yes, it's too much.
This is from MAME and it's If You Walked Into My Life.
Correct.
Have you ever seen Leslie Uggams do it at the Hollywood Bowl? Go YouTube
suck.
That
exactly.
Shit. That
right?
Is the greatest performance of that song. It is, I think. Sorry,
I've
Angela.
Never seen no, that.
Great.
Thank
so
you.
Great.
Well, that is 2 points. And
isn't there also a recording of that on Jerry's Girls too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, with Leslie
I'm that nerd. Yes. I'm that nerd who was like,
you're that nerd. All right.
This so there were two correct answers.
This is Julia's turn.
God. It's from Hair.
Yes.
Electric Blues.
2 points.
Genius.
That was good. That's Electric Blues from Hair is correct.
I was obsessed with that movie.
Oh, so good.
Me too. Okay, that means this is now Brad's turn.
Behind the hill, there's a busy little still where your pappy's working in the moonlight.
Oh, Annie, get your gun. Moonshine Lullaby.
2 points.
Yes.
Revival.
Thank you. Right, yes, exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
2 points for Moonshine Lullaby from Annie, get your gun. And that means that next up is Gordon.
I hope it's not modern.
Exactly.
Cue synthesizer.
Oh, good. Chess?
Yes?
I know him so well.
Oh,
wow.
Do I get an extra
no
point
lyrics.
Before the vocals?
Yes.
Wow. Baruch Hashem, no vocals.
That's great. Baruch Hashem, no vocals.
So good.
But let's hear a little bit.
Perfect
situations must go wrong.
Yes.
But this has never yet prevented me.
One that synth
feels so slow. Why is it
so slow?
Slow.
Well, it's a know. British person singing, that's why.
And as we know, chess is better
it's
listened
the original
to than,
recording.
Than seen.
Have you ever noticed, no, no. You notice revivals, right. The tempos go faster and faster for every revival of a show.
Absolutely.
Hurry up, there's no story.
Trying to make it work. Trying to make it work. Trying
you
to
didn't
make
work,
it work
the first time. Go faster. Yeah, that's right, actually.
Andrew Lippa, this is your turn.
Well, it's song and dance.
Correct.
That's and it's from a friend's apartment. Oh, my. Take me to a park that's tell me on a Sunday.
2 points. Well done.
That apartment, okay. That's like Alanis Morissette in Uninvited. Apartment. It's like Uninvited. You know that song, Uninvited? Same technique.
This next round is called the singing lipogram. And here is how it works. I'm going to play a piece of a song, but at some point I will stop it abruptly, like in musical chairs, and players must then buzz in. And whoever buzzes in first has to sing the next line or the next few lines to get to the natural end of the phrase, picking up from where the song stopped. Now you're going to buzz in by using your chat. And each song is going to be worth 2 points. But if you buzz in before the music stops, your guess doesn't count. So you have to wait until after I've stopped the song to buzz in. Okay, so let's do the first singing lipogram. See how it goes.
Tonight.
Julia.
Tonight, the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow?
Yes, indeed.
Well,
2 points and beautiful. All right. So here comes the next singing lipogram. Kate.
Bobby, baby, Bobby, Robert, darling, something else.
All right. Well, because it's for charity, I will give you those 2 points.
<That's enough. laughs>
You were so close. It's Bobby. Well, you'll hear it. It's here you go. It's
no, shoot.
No, we want you to do it.
Robert, darling. That was my part. Robert, darling.
All right. Here we go with the next singing lipogram right now.
Happiness is finding a pencil.
Oh, God.
Pizza with sausage. Telling the time. Happiness is learning to whistle. Tying your shoe for the very first time.
That looks like, is that, Gordon, was yours from the last one or this one?
It was for the last one. Andrew's is for this
one.
So,
Lippa. Yeah. Lippa, this is you.
Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band. And happiness is walking hand in hand.
Lovely.
Is walking hand in hand.
Very
so
nice.
Sweet. That's from Flying Over Sunset, right?
All right, here's the next singing lipogram.
Every single day, I walk down the street. I hear people say, ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind. Just remember that I'm your baby.
Julia.
Oh, I don't know if I should have done that. Take me for what I am, who I was meant to be. And if you give a damn, take me, baby. Oh,
believe me.
2 points.
Hell yes.
Absolutely.
Coming up in February, the One Woman Rent with Julia Murray.
Site specific.
Site specific.
Are you saying in rep with South Pacific or site specific?
All right, here is the next thing in Lipogram.
Off we set, our lives insured.
Oh, jeez.
Dreams computed, loans secured. Others floundered, had no plan. Our direction was clear, and the fact that leaves me so astonished is never once did we fear. The road was straight and true that brought us to here.
Well, it's got to be Julia, of course.
And now I'm asking if I loved you. What does it matter that I loved you? Cross left.
Oh, beautiful. I just wanted to hear it because I didn't get to go to New York to see you do it.
That song is a bop.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love that song.
I agree.
That beautiful whole song. Score. That whole is a bop.
It is.
It's a perfect score. It's a perfect song. It's gorgeous. Just hearing it, I start crying.
Here is the final singing Lipogram.
If Mama was married, we'd live in a house as private can be.
Oh,
that's mean. That's mean.
That's Andrew Lippa.
Shit, there's a canary somewhere in there. just private can be just. To canary to pet, then a mouse to brother, one brother, and me.
Oh, so close. So close. If we were only doing it in Esperanto.
The blessed memory of Stephen Sondheim. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Julia, take a shot at it.
I don't know if I have them right either. Just Mama, 3 ducks, 5 canaries, a mouse, 1 monkey, 2 fathers,
turtles.
6 turtles. Not two fathers.
All right, Kate.
Very interesting.
Clean up on aisle 6.
Kate, she got it. She got there.
That was pretty close. Yeah. I'd see that gypsy.
Yeah.
Go for it, Kate.
That was
it. Do it, Kate. Do it.
No, that was it. You said 3 ducks, 5 canaries, a mouse, 1 father.
6 turtles. There's some turtles in there. 3 turtles.
2 monkeys, 1 father, 6 turtles.
And
me.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's what it is.
2 monkeys, 1 father, 6 turtles. And me.
I liked the 2 fathers version, though. That was good. It's like exactly. My 2 dads.
So we all have the satisfaction of having gotten there, but sadly, no points.
Yes.
There were coming not in, two fathers.
In, coming in March, the all one woman version of Gypsy starring Kate Baldwin as the 2 fathers.
And the 6 turtles.
We did not have 2 fathers, but I did it in stage door manner. You understand?
My 2 dads, the musical. Okay. Here we go. This is called the finale ultimo, and this is how it works. First of all, what are the scores on the doors? I haven't even checked the score the whole game. Team Kate has 15, Team Julia has 12. 15 to 12.
Got to do it.
Okay. One song, this is how Finale Ultimo works. One song, the same song for both teams. You need to guess both the song title and the show title. You can confer because we're going to send you to breakout rooms. But first, you're going to go to your breakout rooms and decide how much you want to bet. You can bet all your points, none of them, or any amount in between. But once you decide, please write it down so that we can reveal them later rather than just blurt it out. Everybody understand that? That it's 15 to 12, Kate's team leading Julia's team, and you're going to do your bet. Yeah? Okay. See ya. And they are gone. But I'm going to employ the Scooby-Doo time jump device so that we don't all sit here bored waiting for them to figure out their bets. So, and they're back. And now here is the finale ultimo.
The streets
to pave with soul.
Oh.
Down on Beale, there's a honky-tonk bar. Hear the wail of a blues guitar. Have a beer, drop a dime in a blind man's jar. The blues sing softly in the air, like a Sunday morning prayer. Just one more drink and you'll see God everywhere.
All right. That is all the right. Finale Ultimo
Break
song.
Out.
You'll now go to your breakout rooms and decide on your guess. Write it down, please. And see ya. I don't know. What can I say? It's one of those songs that I think is not super hard because the show was a giant, long-running, award-winning hit. And that song was the stirring anthem from that show. Here I am giving you all clues. But, you know, you never know. The things you think everybody knows and then people don't, and vice versa. This may be the kind of crowd that knows, you know, the Cookie ballet from Anyone Can Whistle, but not, you know, I've grown accustomed to her face. So we shall see. In the meantime, however, I'm hoping that you will once again hear my plea to give a couple of dollars to Beit Tshuva, which is our charity, if you can. You just go to bpn.fm/gameshow and link to their donation page, and it would be much, much appreciated. All right, enough. Let us see what the teams have to say for themselves, and we are back. Okay, so the score is Team Kate, 15 points, Team Julia, 12 points. I want to see what you, not your bets yet, but your guess at song and show title. So, Team Julia with your 12 points, what is your guess? And that says, Memphis Lives in Me from Memphis. Very good. And now, Kate's team, let me see what your guess is. And that says, Memphis Lives in Me from Memphis. Well, you are both right. It is indeed Memphis Lives in Me from Memphis. So it's all going to come down to the math and the betting. Team Julia, with your 12 points, how much should you bet? All 12. They went for
You're
the farm.
Stalled.
You are now in the lead, 24 to 15. Kate's team, if you bet 9, it's a tie. If you bet 10, you win. If you bet less than 9, you lose. What was your bet? 10 points. And so for a final score of 25 to 24, Team Kate wins. And Well played. Good game, everybody.
Yay. Good job, everybody.
Excellent.
Good game. Well, thank you.
So fun.
Super fun. Thank you for coming. Everybody, give a couple of bucks to Beit Tshuva if you can at bpn.fm/gameshow. And for all of you guys, very grateful. Love you all.
Love you.
Tune in again if you feel
Thank
like
you.
It, and I hope you will, to the Great Broadway Game Show Competition. See ya!
Bye, everybody.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.